you will be baptized. Do you see the grace there of God? That the Holy Spirit will be poured out and it'll be so full that you'll be under it. It will be provided in abundance and you'll receive power when it happens, Jesus says in Acts chapter 1. So that's good stuff, isn't it? Isn't it? You're already in Acts and you're in chapter 1. If you turn a page, or maybe you don't even have to turn a page, depends on how small the words are in your Bible, to chapter 2. Because that is, in fact, the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Look what it says there, when the day of Pentecost arrived. Now, why are they calling it Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 when it hasn't happened yet? It's going to happen in verse 2, 3, 4, right? Pentecost already existed as a festival in the Jewish calendar. So God reiterated what he does on Pentecost through what we call Pentecost, which is the coming of the Holy Spirit. But you already had the day of Pentecost because the festivals are laid out. Isn't that interesting? What God's doing lines up with what God has done. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You dwell in the forever, starting today, starting now, from a minute ago to now to the next minute. God is at work. He's never stopped. So on this day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place. It speaks of unity. It speaks of perhaps locality, because the ESV tells you in one place. In fact, every translation of Scripture from Greek into English says in one place, but in fact, it just says they were together. And so the King James will tell you they were of one accord in one place. So the place of it comes from when later on you read that it filled the entire house where they were sitting. It's easy enough through conjecture to say, let's just add they were all together in one place. But it says that they were together. And a sound like a mighty rushing wind came. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting and divided as tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Did you read that? I read that. Did you hear that? I heard that. You got to ask yourself, who is the they here in Acts chapter 2, verse 1? Endless question. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. So who did you think you were? Who's in the picture in your mind's eye of people in one place? Now, I'm affected by the paintings. The paintings show me people with actual fire over their head in a place. And then this says, as of fire appeared, tongues as of, something like fire, right? You ever been driving down a hot place and a long road, and the road up ahead does that little ripply thing? You ever seen a movie where they were driving through the desert, and up ahead is the wavy lines of heat, right? And it disrupts visually what you see. So something is over their heads, like fire, and if you draw it as fire, you're not too bad. But do all of you in your mind have someone else's art in your mind's eye when you think about these people in the upper room? It's an interesting question. Mind, the imagination is an amazing thing. It's God's gift to you to use to enter into the story. Who are these people? So, is it the people from Acts chapter 1, verse 15, who were hanging out in Jerusalem? That's 120 people. Or is it the 12 apostles in verse 8? Matthias and the 11 referred to in Acts chapter 1, verse 26. All right? So you're looking at chapter 2, and it says they were in one place. If you just look the one verse above chapter 2 there, it says they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together. So you could say, well, the last noun it refers to, pronouns refer to the last noun that was used. So that would be the 11. Most of the paintings you've seen have been 11 people with tongues of fire over their head. Totally valid. Totally valid. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the apostles is who Jesus is talking to. So he says, you will receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. That was the 12 apostles. Okay? In 2, verse 1, they're all in one place. And in verse 2, the sound filled a house. How many fit in a house? Right? And later on, in verse 14, Peter stands up with the 11. So there are the apostles again. You know, there's 20 filled or 120 filled. Still the question in front of us. There are as many opinions or explanation for this as there are books on the shelves in my study. There are smart people who argue in both cases for, well, what God did, he did to a lot of people, or what God did, he did to 12 people who were special, unique in the body of Christ, who performed a specific role, and it isn't for everybody. People, when they focus on these verses we've just read, they say it goes either way. Maybe you've encountered teaching like that before. Maybe you come into this room with opinion already about what does it mean, right? So, but here's what we know. And I think this is the important part. We know that the Holy Spirit came and that his presence was observable. Can you take that away without contention and without distraction, right? And it's interesting to note that the different people groups represented, when you look at verse 9 through 11 in Acts chapter 2, there's more than 12 people groups. There's 16 groups that are mentioned, and some of them are vast regions with multiple languages. But there's no reason to assume that one person was only speaking one language each, so that it could still be 12 apostles, the only ones who received the Spirit, who were speaking in different languages, and more than 16 different people groups heard them speaking in their own language. There's no reason Peter couldn't have talked to this guy in Russian and talked to that guy in Turkish, or, you know, those languages maybe weren't called that name then. But you understand my meaning? There's no reason. But when you have more than 12 languages and regions talked about, some say, well, that's an argument for more than just the 12 who received the Holy Spirit. Why do I bring this up? Do you get it yet? Do you understand? Is it just for special people or is it for everyone? That's the reason to bring it up. Because when people say it was just the apostles and when the apostle died, it stopped. Okay? I don't believe that's a teaching of Scripture. But the argument is beginning to be made here if you say, oh, it was only the apostles. So we just note that as we move on, because you want to be persuaded by God about what he's doing in your life as a result of the preaching of the Scripture. Whether it's 12 or 120, you have a lot of people hearing the gospel. And as we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 11, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God.